This is Brandi Zidane coming to you from Nashville, Tennessee, and I just released my first full-length self-titled record. I'm from Winnipeg, Manitoba, which is right in the middle, right above North Dakota and Minnesota, for those of you who don't know the Canadian geographics very well. it's just south of the geographical center of North America, in fact. And Winnipeg is what you could say is a hotbed for music, and a lot of cool people come out of there and cut their teeth there.
When did you make the move to Austin, and how long were you here in Austin for?
I made the move to Austin in 2009, and I was there for about 4 or 5 years. Interestingly enough, I was in a band called Twilight Hotel. It was a duo from Canada, and we decided to make the move down there, and then we split up 6 months after moving. So Austin for me was really kind of all about transition and finding my footing as a player and as a solo artist, you know, because when you're in a band, and this was specifically a duo, that was my identity for almost 10 years of my life. So I really needed to take the time to figure out, like, A, could I do this on my own, which is a crazy thought, and, you know, if I was good enough, and all those things that come into your head when your band breaks up and you have no idea what you're going to do. But Austin was such a great place to be in that transitional time, because the community is so welcoming and warm, and I've made some of the best friends that I've ever had in my life there. Love is not poetry, I don't want to know it. The song is not buried, I don't want to know it. The sex is not feral, I don't want to know it. The fear is not haunted.
I had the pleasure of meeting you through Devin James Fry, and
yes,
he was saying, you need to keep an eye on this lady, and I got to give him credit where credit is due. He was absolutely right, and it was a thrill to see you kind of expand. You know, you were moving forward, you were playing with different artists, but at the same time, I could see you kind of going through your own evolution.
Yeah, that's exactly what was going on. You know, I was, for about 2 years there, I was playing with the Trishas exclusively as their side woman and utility player. But, you know, I was the whole time secretly plotting, you know, in the back of the van while we were touring around, like, what is it that I'm going to do? Like, what do I have the batch of songs yet? You know, I met Devin and was introduced to his musical community, which was extremely inspiring to me. And honestly, you know, we ended up being roommates for about 2 years, I think, and he put on some records that really changed my whole outlook and the path that I was on. And I'll give him credit where credit is due. He just introduced me to a lot of different artists that expanded my musical mind, which I wanted to do, and I was really trying to figure out what the path would be. Steel guitar, even quiet. Rain soaking her was falling. His absence makes the heart grow absent. Will it bring me closer to you? I lived in the Americana world for a long time, and I kind of was, not on purpose, but really wanting to steer away from what I had done for so long, which was dark Americana, songs are long, you know, whatever. I wanted to punch you in the face with a song. It takes 3 minutes and 20 seconds, and there's no fast, you know? Just, here we go, here's the song. May not even be a solo. And that's kind of how I started writing right as I was leaving Austin, and I was really excited about that. And it felt like, yes, there's a part of me that wants to be a rock and roller, and it's there. And it's the kind of thing you can't force, but then once it starts coming, you can tap into it a little more. Down is my enemy. She ain't too slow. Past the pane of glass, past the clothes on the floor, she would touch us lightly. We do not wake, but soon the heat, our eyelids break. She would take you from this bed. She would take you from my arms, take me back, taking you back. Because I'm a guitarist as well, you know, the sonic landscapes for me and guitar riffs and, you know, the music of a song is just as important to me as, you know, the words. And of course, they're all equally important, but I like when there's, you know, there's music that sticks in your head as well as, you know, the song melodies. It's been gaining the confidence and the self-confidence and just the like inner knowing or getting in touch with some sort of place and some sort of power that I never had before, which is, I think, is coming across in performances now like it's never been before. Because honestly, I just don't give an F. Like, I don't care what anybody thinks anymore. It's so freeing, and I just feel like the sky is the limit. I've been doing this professionally for 11 years now, and who knows what's in store, but I feel like only now starting to really hit on what I'm supposed to be doing musically.
Well, Brandy, I want to say thank you so much for speaking with me, and congratulations. Well done. This is absolutely a very cool time for you.
Thank you so very much.